Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Reporting that author Tom Clancy has died. They don't know the cause of death right now. I thought I'd throw that out right up front before I end up never even talking about it. And I guess he was kind of the symbol of Americana, pro-U.S. military, really propaganda. But he wrote some good books. He is now dead. And that's fitting that that should happen when there's a government shutdown. And when all over the world, different pundits are saying this is the beginning of the end of the American empire. Well, there was never an American empire. It was a financial, globalist, corporate empire that has used this country to basically set up its own planetary regime. And by the way, David Knight was on the nightly news with me last night, breaking some really big news that's hiding in plain view, that the Asian Union, the Pacific Union, as it's known, the North American Union and the EU, all part of the trilateral program, are all basically merging right now. And so we're going to have David Knight with us at the start of the next hour for about 20 minutes to break that down today and go back into what he covered last night. It's so important. I want you to hear this live and fresh here on the air with some of the new developments. They're meeting in the 19th meeting of the Pacific Union to merge it. And this is all happening, and it's corporations above government that are making all of the major decisions. So this is a big, big deal. And it is coming up at the start of the next hour. Tosh Plumlee, the big whistleblower, who's a famous Iran-Contra whistleblower, and before that a whistleblower for the church committee hearings, on the just incredible info he brought out last week. I want to see if he's had any repercussions or if any threats since he came on. And I know Fox News has also been contacting us, wanting to talk to him. So I'm going to ask him on air today if he wants me to give him that number and things. Because I know they were contacting him a few weeks ago and he didn't want to talk to him. But we'll see what's happening on that front before he gets called again to testify to Congress. He's still, because that's how the bureaucracy works, as a private pilot flying weapons for the CIA. And there he is saying he talked to a high-level NATO officer and others that indeed they were just sending weapons from the United States and Europe into Benghazi, that it wasn't a arms deal gone bad, that it was basically, the word is, getting rid of witnesses. The ambassador, it's a big deal, and it's kind of like the second, you know, the number two man over the U.S. nuclear forces was suspended and then almost arrested, but now they've dropped the charges for trying to pass reportedly fake casino chips, counterfeit chips. That sounds like a setup to me. I mean, I can't believe they've got people over the nuclear forces that are degenerate gamblers. It just sounds like a setup. And you tie that in to the missing nukes out of Dyess Air Force Base. You know, that's a real story, just like the bin Laden raid being fake is real. You know, our report on that, Cy Hirsch now going public saying it's 100% false. And even the Nation magazine, a total establishment publication, had an article out about Cy Hirsch going public and were just freaking out saying they want more out of him. But Cy Hirsch told us that he wouldn't come on the air because, quote, he doesn't want to destroy himself. He said, I'm not big into self-immolation. That's when, like, the Buddhist monks light themselves on fire. And the world stares aghast at it. He's saying it's too dangerous to tell everybody what he knows. I think it's dangerous to not tell him. But we already know what happened. We already know there was a lookalike of bin Laden. We even know the guy's name. It's a total setup. And the SEALs figured that out, so they had to be killed. And they didn't dump the body at sea. And there wasn't a Situation Room meeting. That was all fake. It's just amazing. We're going to get into Obamacare and the showdown with World War II vets and a lot more straight ahead. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Last night, Michelle Obama, the lady that parents all of our children and tells them what to eat. My children were going to private school 2 years ago, and they were given Michelle Obama handouts telling them what to eat and what to do and to fill it out and turn it back in so it could be sent to the federal government because the school was accredited. And I said, no, our children will now go back being homeschooled because of that. All that federal money that the schools want and that federal accreditation. Well, Michelle Obama came out last night in a tweet. 70%+ of her followers are reportedly fake on her Twitter, but it doesn't matter. And said, I will not be tweeting anymore because of the government shutdown. And you've got to love how they've still got Air Force One. They've still got the private chefs. They've still got all the lavish everything. They've still got the Homeland Security programs. And they've still got the giant NSA command centers. And they've still got the aircraft taking off to fly ammunition and weapons to Al-Qaeda. They're still running over 70% of the government. And all they're going to do now is shut down the few services the federal government has, and that's being henpecked and yelled at by park rangers. I even did a video report on this a few years ago. My mother, for her birthday, with a pop-up trailer they have, wanted my wife and I and the children to go down to the Texas National Seashore down in South Padre. And I've been there probably 20 times in my life or more, camping, probably more than that. And I've been there since it became all federalized. It's always been federalized. But now, literally 5 times a day, park rangers would come over to us and get in our face and order us around and bug their eyes out till I finally blew up at them. And they would stop and harass each group of people down the beach. I mean, it was not super crowded, but there were cars every 50 yards or so, and would boss us around. And then they had a checkpoint when you left to see if you were drinking, randomly pulling cars over. And I'm never going back there. And that's what they want. I'm sure you heard last year and this year they said that all over the country it's bad for the earth to let you go swimming. So depending on the national seashore, you're not allowed to go in past your knees. And then they give you a ticket if you do. Or in some areas you're not allowed to swim, period. For the earth's safety and to let the ocean rest. Okay? That's in the Carolinas, you name it. And these park rangers, this morning I was driving into work. Richard Reeves was out at my house this morning helping me out with something. So he drove in with me, and we even shot some video of it. I'll try to put it up on a report on the nightly news. And all of a sudden, I'm driving the speed limit, and the state trooper shoots up right behind me, almost running into me, and then just sits there on my tail. And I think they must have license plate reading systems. They're about to pull me over. No, then he pulled out from behind me and then drove up and got behind a minivan in the slow lane right behind it. He was just messing with people. And then he went and kept doing it to other cars. And I shot some video of it as he was, you know, a few hundred yards away doing it to people. I'm going to have to blow it up to show folks what he was up to. And I think I have his plate number as well. But when he drove around me, he was bugging his eyes out at me. His wife probably was mad at him this morning. And imagine this is what tyranny is. You take people who are nobodies. You take people who would be no one in their life. You take people that no one wants to hang out with. You take people that would be unsuccessful in business. And you give them a badge and a gun. And then they can go out and basically road rage around. I mean, here comes this guy at like 80 miles an hour. I look up and I see a state police car, one of the new Dodge Chargers. It's a good-looking car. Run right up behind me. And then I'm sitting there, and I guess he wanted to get off on me panicking or something. And then I'm sitting there looking, and I can't even see his car by the time it's so close on my bumper. And I tell Richard, hold the wheel. I'm going to start videotaping this. But anyways, then he shoots around and starts doing it to other cars. And I drove all the way down 290 for 20 minutes watching him run up behind cars this morning. And I know you got a government shutdown, all this happening. It's just that when I think about the World War II vets, who there's now video of the police saying, we're going to arrest you if you try to walk onto the memorial. And they've got the government money to have police there and security guards there and to have them put barricades up. And that's why Michelle Obama put out the tweet and said, I'm not going to tweet anymore because of the government shutdown. Please don't propagandize us anymore. Now they're putting up expensive fences all over the place around the other memorials and saying that no one is going to be allowed to get into the Washington, the Jefferson, the Lincoln, and now World War II veterans plan to storm Lincoln Memorial today, closed due to Obama administration pettiness. And, of course, I always love old memorials, state memorials and stuff where no one's there. I mean, it's great to go, shoot video there, hang out with your kids, have a picnic. I go to some of the state memorials sometimes. There's no need to have anyone there anyways. But when you go to these D.C. memorials and you even try to take photos, they'll come over and yell at you because it's about letting you know you're a slave. I've talked a lot about this on air, the D.C. memorials, and if you try to go there and dance, they'll arrest you. Famously, Adam Kokesh did that stunt to illustrate their tyranny. You can't hand out constitutions in California at the university or they arrest you or give you tickets. I mean, these are authoritarians. Two kids in the last day made fingers guns, bang, bang, and got kicked out of school. It's a thought crime. You can go home and play the violent video games, though, because that's special interest. wants you doing that. It's totally legal, lawful to have an article about how you fight zombies at the school. You get arrested for that now. If you write that in fiction class, we've seen many cases of that. There is no law, there is no nothing, but there are the corrupt courts, the corrupt system, especially juvenile courts where there is no jury, and they'll just trick the family into putting you on probation, waiving your rights, and signing you up for probation directly. This is the tyranny. And by the way, they know they're tyrants. They know they're tyrants. And whereas 10 years ago, the state police in Texas, on average, were very professional and nice, now when I have run-ins with them, especially the new ones, they are like drill sergeants, and you are the lowest form of garbage, like you're a Marine Corps cadet on their first day at boot camp. Because the message is, you let the public know we're in control. And watching Army PSYOP training videos from the 60s that we played here on Aaron M. F. Clips and Obama Deception 2, they say that. It's important to dominate and have confrontations with the public up front to intimidate them and let them know you're in control. And that's what this is. I mean, I'm seeing Pentagon, occupied country, PSYOPs, and of course the cops don't even know why they're taught this, most of them. You've had police chiefs admit, we wear black masks, we wear black uniforms, we do this to intimidate you. It's about a reign of terror where some guy goes and takes a two-year course and now he gets to run up behind vehicles and have road rage. And if somebody else did that, it's reckless driving. And I just have to put up with some lunatic state police guy. It's like when I saw some checkpoint by my parents' house a few years ago, and of course my iPhone was out of batteries. I hadn't charged it. I'd gotten up in the morning. I'd been staying over at their house. But the point is, I was in the neighborhood one night and stayed over there. And there was a checkpoint. So I pull over in the neighborhood. I stop. I walk over. And I politely go, hey, what's going on? And the head guy goes, get in your car. There was not anybody they were arresting. There was no lights on, no nothing. And I went, well, I was just asking. I'm just a citizen. And he said, I told you, with his hand on his gun, get in your car now. And I went, wow, so I'm a slave. And he goes, I told you. And I said, so I'm really in the lowest form of dirt. And he was like, one more time, you're going to jail. And I said, you win. America's a police state. And the other guys were looking at him like he was crazy, but it didn't matter. He was in charge. He was in charge. He was in charge. I was a slave. He was in charge. And the guy that ran up on me and ran up on the minivan and ran up on the trucks and ran up on the rodeo and ran up on all the vehicles this morning, watched him do it like 10 vehicles. And I kept saying, does he want to get around them? No. Then once they get out of his way, he'd just slow down and just be driving. Just some out-of-control lunatic. And we're in danger. That's what tyranny is a bunch of weirdos psychologically selected because they're unstable and mentally ill and have low IQs who want to dominate everybody. So the showdown's on today. You notice it's the top story on drudgereport.com. World War II vets threatened with arrest. We're going to play that video when we come back. It's also up on Infowars.com with Charlie Rose, the Bilderberg Group member, saying how wonderful it is. And then the National Park Service says Obama administration ordered the closure. That's right. They have put it out on their official tweet. That's right. Barricades, Barack Obamacades, Obamacades confirmed. Park Service says Obama admin ordered closure of World War II Memorial. And they've now officially come out and said and told the reporters that, indeed, it is an order. Well, yeah, and they're going to teach you, oh, sorry, your reservation's at the Grand Canyon. Doesn't matter it's a private company runs it. Doesn't matter you've already paid. Doesn't matter it's all paid for. They're going to set up barricades at Yosemite and everywhere else that's happening now, and they're going to all be on duty. They're all still being paid. They did this, I don't know, 16 years ago when they wanted to have the Park Service go under globalist control and accept all these new systems and shut down areas of the public. They said, oh, we're going to increase rates and we're going to lay some people off to get everybody to get in line with it. This is how they hold us hostage. It's what they do. And the chefs and the armed guards and all of it, it's all still running. And they've got the police and the Park Service out, shutting it down, saying you can't use it. They're all at work today, folks. And they're going to continue to be at work. By the way, they've computerized the IRS now. That's why they've got 70%+ of their people furloughed right now. Most of them are never getting their jobs back. I know folks that work for the IRS, biggest IRS center in the country is here in Austin. They're being told, we just don't need you anymore. We have computers. So they talk about that being a furlough. That was already going on. Anyways, we're going to come back and play these clips. Rand Paul is calling them thugs that are there threatening to arrest the World War II veterans. And they are. They are thugs.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From here on out, we'll will be that we are willing to fund parts of the government, and we're going to keep offering every day new parts of the government. And if Harry Reid and the president wants to keep the parks closed, I mean, did you read the story today? Some idiot in government sent goons out there to set up barricades so they couldn't see the monument. People had to spend hours setting up barricades where there are never barricades to prevent people from seeing the World War II monument because they're trying to play a charade. They're going to play a game with us to say, oh, you can't see the monuments? That's ridiculous. They're doing it because they just aren't serious about this. They like the shutdown.
All right. Rand Paul, good to see you, Senator. Thank you for being.
And then if you go up to Infowars.com, we have the video of Charlie Rose, World War II veterans threatened with arrest over memorial visit yesterday to the World War II memorial. They had police and guards out there and extra people on hire to tell you you can't use it. This is the government holding everything hostage. This is the government holding the nation hostage, and it's the new class system where if you're in government, you're God. If you're not in government, you're absolute crud. It's gang thugism, and it jeopardizes everybody. And this attitude of tyranny is being pushed because the globalists have seized this country. And now they're set in the next hour or so. We're going to be following it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and here on the radio on the nightly news tonight very closely, because this is how Lexington or Concord could start again. Back in 1775, on April 19th, in Lexington and Concord, on the East Coast, there in what, Massachusetts, look at that, how that's been totally overrun by tyranny when it's the birthplace of liberty, they came to take the guns, and the Patriots didn't fire first, and they said, hold your fire, don't fire first, but if they come for a fight, by God, they're going to get one. And they came and they fired on the veterans of the French and Indian War. And a bunch of them were old men, and the killing of the old men and the killing of the veterans is what really made everybody angry. And I'm telling you, this is how it's all going to start. They're going to kill some kid on video. They're going to beat up some World War II vet or some Korea vet or some Vietnam vet. And then it's all over. And the globalists have a problem because they've used veterans to push their propaganda of empire and tyranny. But now that the veterans are waking up and against their new world order, the globalists want to say the veterans are the number one threat, because they are the number one threat. They could provide the leadership, the historical context for people to rally around against the occupiers. I mean, we are captured on record. The globalists brag. In the Financial Times of London, the Club of Rome, the CFR, I've made films about it. I've showed you the articles. That they've captured the planet and that we're captured. The Army War College teaches the top brass this. They're hiding this in plain view. And they need to now be able to convert things where they say George Washington, the founding fathers are bad, and the vets are bad today, and the gun owners are bad, and people that want to keep some of their own property and not be total slaves to the government, they're bad. And if you don't want the government saying your kids belong to them, you're bad. And if you think people ought to be able to have a Second Amendment, you're bad. And if you love the Bible, you're bad. You're a bitter clinger. You got a bunch of arrogant, so-called intelligentsia that are really authoritarians up there with armed guards protecting their kids at private schools who say we can't have guns to protect ourselves. They are a criminal class, and they know they are. We're going to go out to break with Charlie Rose talking about threats to arrest the veterans.
Some of the most visible signs of the government shutdown are the national parks and monuments from Arizona's Grand Canyon to Philadelphia's Liberty Bell to New York City's Statue of Liberty. Guards are turning away visitors. Barricades blocked Washington's World War II memorial yesterday until a group of frustrated veterans showed up. Chip Reed is at the memorial with their story. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Charlie and Nora. A group called Honor Flight Network brings World War II veterans here to Washington at no charge to see their memorial. For many or most, it's their first and possibly their last time to see it, so it's a very important day. Well, yesterday, a group of them showed up here, and they were told it was closed, but they weren't about to let a government shutdown stand in their way.
Thank you for your service and welcome to your memorial.
A caravan of World War II veterans arrived in the nation's capital Tuesday to visit the memorial built in their honor.
I've been looking forward to seeing this ever since it put up.
The men and women in their 80s and 90s traveled more than 1,000 miles from Mississippi and Iowa to see the site in person. But this was as close as they could get.
It meant a great deal to me because I have anticipated coming up here for years. And I finally made it, and you see,
we'll be back.
What I can see, nothing.
We'll be back with a conclusion. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Patriots believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that protecting the home front is our responsibility. At PatriotCrimeDefense.com, we bring you the smartest, most affordable investment for your home to protect you and your family from thugs and criminals. Don't let them forcibly take what you've worked so hard for. Visit PatriotCrimeDefense.com or call 888-960-2946. Invest in your family and your home at PatriotCrimeDefense.com, your home's first line of defense.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, if you go to InfoWars.com, we were playing the Charlie Rose clip. It's actually the second clip on the article headlined World War II Veterans Threatened with Arrest Over Memorial Visit. And it's the second video where you can see the Park Service threatening to arrest anyone that goes on the memorial. I got recruited back in about 1998. I was on a Chicago affiliate. And the fellow that owned it was an Italian-American. I'm trying to remember his name. And he was recruiting people to raise money for the World War II Memorial. And I remember on air plugging it every week for months for my listeners to donate to the World War II Memorial. So I remember that. I believe it's 100% volunteer paid for. Tom Hanks was promoting it, and it was super expensive. And I know for a fact that radio station alone with the talk show host raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for it. And so they build this thing, taxpayers build it, and then a bunch of goons in uniforms come and squat on top of it and threaten to arrest people. So it's the second video in the article. We're playing the Charlie Rose video, and we're going to add some more videos to that article as well. In fact, here is one of the videos where they're threatening to arrest people.
Honor Flight is considering going, even if the government is still on shutdown. But when the organization called the Park Service, they were told they would face arrest.
I said, are you kidding me? You're going to arrest a 90 or 91-year-old World War II veteran from seeing his memorial? If it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be there. She said, that's correct, sir.
99% of those veterans on honor flights have never had the opportunity to see the memorial.
Now see, if the feds, who are really globalist occupiers, can hike their leg on World War II veterans, which are, you know, held up as the paragon of honor and duty and being heroes and the greatest generation, and I agree they were great people and are great people, then they can do it to anybody. And that's really what this is all about. And they don't care if you're awake to Obamacare being a fraud. They don't care now if some polls show 80% against it. They don't care if you're learning that it's taxes on poor people and makes most folks go from 40 hours to 29 hours or less. They don't care if you learn now. It's over, suckers. They got Homeland Security in place, and they don't think you can ever dislodge them. Homeland Security now admits they're set up for us, for gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, anybody that doesn't like the Federal Reserve. This is in all their manuals. Anybody who knows they're a foreign occupational army, who knows the globalists have captured this country. And again, we're going to have David Knight in at 8 after next hour to go over some of the breaking news and information dealing with all of this, because there's big globalist meetings going on right now. And back in the day in 2007, we would cover the BAMP Canada meetings, we would cover SPP meetings, we would have Jerome Corsi on and Ron Paul on, and we would all battle it together, and it'd be big news. And we'd have Lou Dobbs on, and he was battling it. Now, world government's so well known and so admitted, it's not even sexy now to talk about it. It's like, okay, yeah, we're going under corporate world government. Yeah, Goldman Sachs brags they've conquered Europe and the U.S. Yeah, they brag they signed us on their derivatives. Yeah, they put out their tweets about how we're all dumb idiots and they're going to rob us. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, did you see that earthquake hit? Yeah, that was my wallet dropping. I mean, it's funny to them. Yeah, I sell horrible, horrible stocks and bonds to my customers while betting against them myself. Yeah, my customers are scum. It's like the head of Twitter, or no, it's the head of Facebook, came out famously and said, my users that trust me are dumb effers. And it's all public. It's all funny how dumb we are. It's all funny how they're running over us. It's all funny what scum we are. It's all funny how they can get away with anything they want. By the way, will somebody, just in case he's not listening, go tell David Knight he's on at 8 after. And the second segment, I forgot to go tell him earlier that I want him on today. I forgot this morning. I forgot earlier. He probably knows. They're probably listening. But I want him to cover what he covered last night on the Nightly News. We did a two-hour live transmission last night that I hosted with the reporters. Great analysis, you name it. And we even had some guests that arrived, some Obamacare supporters. A little bit of satire at the end of the transmission. That's pretty ridiculous. And there is DrudgeReport.com breaking down some of the things that Obamacare is rolling out. A Paul Joseph Watson article from Infowars.com. It's on the right-hand side. Obamacare fines to be seized from bank accounts. Oh, yeah, that's why they always have the IRS running it. That's actually in the bill. And then Obama said, well, don't worry, the IRS won't do that. Kind of like, I'm against the NDAA secretly arresting Americans, and I'm going to fight it in the Senate. And then Senator Dodd got the blame, and he came out and goes, here's the letter from Obama and his lawyers. They wrote it. They pressured us to pass this, and I feel betrayed. We played the clip here. He goes, I feel betrayed that you didn't want to be known to be behind this. I did it, and then you threw me under the bus. He actually says this. When you are the ones, and Mr. President, I respect you. You're my friend. You know, we're fellow mafia members. He didn't say that, but that's what he was saying. Why have you done this to me? Why you treat me so bad? Because that's what he does to his string of girls, his whores. I mean, the New World Order is all about breaking us, all about trampling and being trampled, all about betraying everyone. That's sexy. That's cool. That's how gangster things operate in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. I've studied tyranny. I've studied criminology. Tyranny are gangsters, folks. What, you think gangsters are like the rap stars of today, the wannabe gangsters? You know, now that term means black urban hip-hop person. No, no, gangsters are people in gangs, and they take over your government, and they loot and take everything, and they never stop until everything collapses. And that's how they like it. And then they sit up in big armored castles as everyone's starving to death, just partying down as your villages burn. That's what they do. That's what they're into. And it's a, you see Obama when he walks off stage, they'll be high-fiving Biden and laughing. I mean, they break down on record and laugh at everyone. And they're, I mean, vice presidents and presidents, you better believe, folks. LBJ, back in his day, made billions of dollars that were put in different accounts that's come out. And that was in 1960s money. A guy that came from out in Johnson City today, out by Fredericksburg, Texas, in a dirt-floored cabin. And he ended up with billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars when he died. Of course, none of it meant anything at the end, did it? I talked to somebody that talked to a family member of LBJ who talked to him about a week before he had his heart attack out at his ranch, and he died in the air. They tried to fly him to San Antonio. They had an airfield out there, his former president. And LBJ came in and visited, and he had long hair then. He was totally depressed, smoking a ton of pot. And he said none of it meant anything. He's smoking pot because his doctors told him to smoke pot. It'll make you not have a bunch of heart attacks, which it had been helping him. You know, settling him down, because he was the kind of guy that always jingled coins in his pocket and was always real out of control. And he said, I wish I'd have gone a different path. I wish I could have never have done all this. I mean, it kind of makes you actually feel good for him and admire him in a way that at the end, he hated it all and felt bad and was so upset about all the dead in Vietnam. At least he had a soul and felt horrible for what he'd done. That is a good thing. Just like the thief next to Christ on the cross at the end says, you know, I repent. I wish I wouldn't have done all these bad things. Christ looked at him and said, today he will be with me in paradise. Because he still had goodness in his heart. But I think about all these people. I mean, Obama and the Bushes and the globalists of today are light years ahead of bad guys of old. I mean, they are really, really, really nasty. Hitler was into darkness, into the occult, into really evil things, a lot of sick stuff. But he also thought he was saving the world and thought there was some great altruism at the end of it. I studied Hitler as well. Stalin was an outright former bank robber thug who just liked to kill people and run everything. And that's the kind of people we have now. They just like to be nasty and hurt people and make sure everybody's poor. They like seeing poor people. They like seeing starving kids. They like seeing society fall apart. They like it. It makes them feel good to do that to you. They're threatened by you having a beautiful wife. They're threatened by you having your own business. They're threatened by you being straight and strong. They've hated you their whole life because you're smart and successful. They don't love humanity. They hate humanity. I'm in a love affair with humanity. I love art, literature. I love people. I love ideas. I get frustrated because I can't implement all my plans, which I know if I had enough smarts or enough capital or enough whatever, we could really change the world. But, you know, we've already changed the world to a certain extent, and we're just doing the best job we can. And I know I'm ranting. I want to give out the number. We're going to continue to track this with the latest updates because Drudge is on it at drudgereport.com. I've got my great crew at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Watson brothers and Adon Salazar and Kurt Nemo and Kit Daniels and, of course, Julie Wilson and the great reporters over there on the TV side. We're all watching and waiting and tracking when the group of World War II veterans are set to arrive any time. I know there's all sorts of street cams you can find. Try to look for DC street cams on Ustream or whatever. I'll bet money there's people already Ustreaming down there at the mall down there in D.C. or up there in D.C., there at the Lincoln Memorial where this confrontation is set to happen, because they've now put up big fences and they've got the cops out there. And I'll guarantee you, I will guarantee you they're going to arrest them. And I'm telling you, folks, this is the arrogance, and this is what ends up defeating people, the image of old people being beat up. Because if some of these vets try to get up out of their wheelchairs or whatever to go see their memorial, I will guarantee you that the police, because this is a special thing to be able to hurt them, will attack them. And the reason is because it is so bold. You would think of it as a PR disaster for them, but if they can do this, they can do anything. They may be smart and back off, because they threatened to arrest them before if they went to the World War II memorial that I paid for and you paid for. I personally gave, I remember this, $1,000 to that memorial. I want to say that guy, that World War II vet, he's come on the show. He's a funny guy. He was our Chicago affiliate. And he was so interesting. I had him on as a guest a few times about it. Gentel. I wonder if he's even still alive. Most of these vets are gone. And he owned a Chicago affiliate, a different one than we have today. We're on it a few years. Had a huge listening audience. It was a mom and pop. And he was like the head for Illinois. It's now coming back to me. He was the head. So look up the head of the Illinois World War II Memorial Fund. He was the head of the Illinois deal. And boy, he was on that. And I can't believe how much money they raised. I forget. I'm sure there's a Wikipedia page. How much money they raised to build that giant memorial. I've been to it. It's amazing. And I had people walk up and tell me not to shoot video. Security guards. I mean, it's the same deal. They're henpecking you to let you know that you are their slave and you better get in line and do what they say. And so it makes it even crazier that no security is needed there. If there's a problem, you call the police. But you go to D.C., it's crawling with toilet attendant security guards who then will tell you, you can't videotape here. You go, well, there's no law. They'll call the cops. Cops come and go, listen, you got to get a permit. We go, there are no permits. We check. And they go, it doesn't matter. I've been told to tell you to leave. And I'll say, you really violate my First Amendment. A few times the cops go, all right, get out of here in 5 minutes, and I won't give you a ticket or arrest you. Happened to the Supreme Court to him across the street, and the federal guys, we have this on video, come over and say, you can't videotape. And I go, there's no law. I'm on a sidewalk. I'm not on the federal property. He goes, listen, buddy, I'm going to arrest you in about 30 seconds. And I was charming. I went, come on. I'm just getting this for a documentary. You know they don't give permits. He goes, yeah, they don't. And I said, can I just do it real quick? He goes, you got 2 minutes. He goes, you can even set up your tripod. Well, that's the big thing. And I go, thank you so much. And I sat there and pumped his ego as a psychological warfare test. And he was more the baby Huey Dudley Do-Right type. And I've done these psychological warfare tests with them, you know, testing different things to see how they respond. And you're sitting here looking at a total program person. You feel sorry for them. A predator that works for the New World Order would sit there and program them. But they're literally programmable. And I'm not knocking cops or security guards here. It's like that across the board. I mean, you can talk to the public, you can talk to women, whatever now. And if you know the things to say, it's just immediate. It's like they're machines or something. And I just am very sad about this. I want to take your calls on this because this is really capturing people's imagination. If the veterans force their way in, then other people will force their way in, and then the whole hoax is broken. And they don't want that to happen. That's why they may go the extra mile and go ahead and arrest the veterans, even though they know it'll be a disaster. They can't stop because the image, just like in V for Vendetta, where the thousands and hundreds of thousands show up in the mask and the military decides to not fire on them. And it's at that point Ceausescu falls, to use the Romanian example. What you see in V for Vendetta that's fiction is actually based, the Wachowski sister and brother have talked about, of different things that happened in 1776, things that happened with Guy Fawkes, things that happened with other events, and the Romanian Revolution, where the same thing happened. The people marched on the Capitol and on Ceausescu, the dictator. The military was told to kill him, and the military stood down. And then all of a sudden the military said, you know what? Let's just go take the palace. Let's just turn this around. Now, in America, we already have a Bill of Rights Constitution. We don't need to do that. I don't want the military, by the way, and some general to be our new president while we have elections. And I know Stuart Rhodes is really against a military coup, and I don't want it as well. But there is a place someday, if this continues, to just not have the military stand out and then they bring in UN troops and it's an openly a foreign government. I mean, you will have to have the military at that point go in and arrest the so-called president and his cabinet so that the civil authority and arrest the attorney general and others and then have an emergency vote in the House, probably the best way to do it, on appointing an interim president. I mean, that's what you're going to have to do here. I mean, more and more I realize that they're not going anywhere. They're gearing up for a protracted war with us. And I can't believe we're on air actually having to talk about stuff like this. I mean, look, if I cared about my own butt, my own rear end, I would take my family and flee to Switzerland or Northern Europe right now. I mean, you have to understand that this is not sensationalism, folks. This is happening.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. with the New World Order making rapid advances on every front. It is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Major publications worldwide, including here in the United States, are reporting that Obama is presiding over the end of superpower status for our republic. That is what is being reported. And this is being done by design. They are maneuvering us towards collapse of the American empire into the globalist empire. And David Knight will join us coming up in the next segment to break that down. Then we've got Tosh Plumlee popping back in for 20 minutes or so with any updates. Big time whistleblower on Benghazi. And then we're going to go to your phone calls. I've run out of time to go to them in this hour, so I'll give the number out coming up in the next hour. Let me show you a few breaking news articles. The Washington Examiner is reporting, shutdown overreach, more guards at World War II Memorial than Benghazi. Park service closes. Park, it doesn't run. And that's the bombshell here, because I was thinking, even before this article came out, wait a minute, I don't think that's run by the government. It's government property, but it's a private trust that runs it. And wasn't it private security when I was there? It told us not to film. And boom, that's right, folks. They don't even run it. And we tried to find webcams. This is fact. In fact, this is newsworthy. They've cut off the webcams. This is an article we ought to do right here. All over the country, look at this, National Park Service, because of the federal government shutdown, all national parks are closed and National Park Service web pages are not operating. Folks, you had to turn the websites off. They had to do a bunch of work to do that. Taxpayer paid for material and work, cultural work, essays, articles, photos, research, kids' games, you name it. All turned off. Oh, but I was looking on their site. Guess what's not turned off? The shopping carts. You can still buy all the parks games and coffee cups. These people make me want to throw up. They are running a giant stunt and putting up barricades everywhere, even parks they don't run, saying you can't come in. That reminds me of the Federal Reserve. We're like a quarter mile away from the Federal Reserve and was it Kansas City? An armed private federal security in black uniforms come over with guns and tell Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson, it's on video, give us your IDs and leave or we're going to arrest you. And they're like, we're here just videotaping the World War I Memorial. They said, leave now. And the guy started putting his hand on his gun. That became a major news story. First, the Federal Reserve denied they did it. Said that wasn't their people. Of course, later they had to admit that. Because, I mean, what do you do to an enemy? You lie to an enemy. And now the Barack Obama barricades, as they're called, Park Service says Obama ordered it. Oh, yeah, this is. And imagine once they run our health care, they're saying if you don't behave properly or you're not part of their system and not properly follow, like if you're a graduate student, you get better care. That's an example. If you're part of the combine, then you get all the fringe benefits of living under a collective and the death panels and all the rest of it. And now this article by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. This is, I think, should be our top story. In fact, I should have been covering this all day. This is so important. Obamacare fines to be seized from bank accounts. That's red-linked up on Infowars.com. And I haven't even covered that yet. I should have been covering that. Of course the IRS is over it and administers it. Of course they hired, what was it, something like 5,000 in one thing and then 7,000 more? They're laying off 70%+ of the IRS, but hiring all these new people to run, seizing $5,000 a year out of your bank account. By the way, it was $3,000 last year. Now it's going to be $5,000. They're saying $7,000. And they're just going to take the money out of your account. They're going to garnish your paycheck. Because it's free health care. Because they love you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.